Yeah, I'd say 7, 8, 9 is a good day. It's leaving a couple of them wanting more. Actually, all three of them are headed back to the hotel wanting quite a bit more from today, and that's a really good sign. Apathy is our enemy, and we are not experiencing that right now. So they're pretty hungry. They're really excited to be starting together tomorrow, knowing that each of them can work together and pull their own share, which doesn't always happen when you're grouped with a couple other people from different nations. So I think we can do some damage tomorrow. The results were definitely strengthened today by Sophie's 25th. It's the first time she's been in the distance points for a while, and she looked awesome out there. And then our new World Cup face, Catherine Ogden, is, for me, I think, the most exciting part of today, where she went from 42nd the other day in stage one to 34th today. So she's really inching close to the points and getting pretty excited about it. So she's, you know, arrived here not really knowing what to expect from the Tour de Ski. It's been, these are her first World Cups of the season. And the goal for us with Catherine is simply no expectations. Let's have a great experience. And so far that's been accomplished.
And Jesse was in bib 42. Sadie was, I think, two spots behind her, bib 44. Right. What information were you able to provide as far as splits compared to, you had Osberg, Johaug, Zhang were all starting ahead of her?
Yeah, that's right. And they all knew that they were essentially fighting podium, with the exception that we had Ebba Andersson, Astrid Jakobsen, Natalia Napraeva, all starting well behind them. So that was all new information coming in that would be a bit of a surprise to them. And so at the end of the day, Jesse being about 24 seconds off the podium, she's a little disappointed, frankly. And it's 12 seconds per lap. It's not a lot. And that's just the level that these people are at. The margins are small. And it was one of the most competitive 10Ks I've seen in a long time. I think 10 seconds separating the top four. So pretty exciting race.